I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Jim Copany from Chicago. Tank Boy, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Greg and I have crammed our brains so full of music, there's no telling what's going to bubble up on any given day. Sometimes there's a news peg to the song we're going to play. At other times, there aren't necessarily. But Greg, we're adding two songs to the jukebox, Desert Island Jukebox, today that do come from recent losses in the music world. Can you give our listeners a clue who we're talking about?
Two giant figures in many ways in certain worlds. One, a pioneering power pop artist, and the other, a pioneer of the Greenpeace rock movement.
Cool beans. We'll hear about who they were in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
That is a little bit of Put the Message in a Box from World Party in honor of Carl Wallinger, the writer, player, producer of that song, dead at the age of 66 on March 10th. Wow, gone way too early. Carl was an affable dude. I love talking to him. He's a very smart man and a savant on multiple instruments. He was initially, he answered an ad for the Waterboys, the band led by Mike Scott, the Scottish prodigy, who had a bunch of big records with the Waterboys in the 80s, on which the two key ones are ones that Wallinger played on. He answered an ad from Scott that said, hey, guitarist wanted. And Wallinger was like, well, I really don't play guitar, but I do play keyboards, and I convinced Mike to hire me anyway. And it was the best decision Mike Scott made. He said, you know, in retrospect, I've never played with a better musician than Carl Wallinger. And he helped to make A Pagan Place in 1984, and This is the Sea in 1985. Two of the classics, the Waterboys' most renowned records from that era, the big music era, right? Mm. Wallinger, meanwhile, was writing a ton of songs that didn't have a place in a band with a songwriter as prolific as Mike Scott. So he broke off to form World Party in the mid-80s. Huge fan of the Beatles, Brian Wilson, early Motown, 60s and 70s influences that he never bothered to say, you know, I'm hiding these, those are old-fashioned, I don't want to do that. He loved this, the craftsmanship of those records, and he brought a lot of that into his own music. The Wilson, Brian Wilson attitude of using the studio as an instrument, the Prince attitude of and Stevie Wonder attitude of playing all the instruments on your record before mm-hmm. you know, creating a band to take it out on the road. The one thing about Carl's music that I thought made it relevant even though he had all of these, you know, retro rock and soul influences in it, was the message in the songs. I mean, this guy could have had, he basically was a greatest hits collection for the Greenpeace movement. Back in the day when not a lot of people were paying attention to the climate crisis, it wasn't the hip thing to do at that point in time. He was way ahead of the curve in writing songs about it. And inevitably, each album would have several songs addressing the topic in one way or another. The one I want to play in particular highlights that, in addition to the number of great songs they had, Put the Message in a Box, which you played at the top, Way Down Now, Is It Like Today, is Ship of Fools. That to me is the key track in the Wallinger discography with World Party. It's from his very first album as World Party, the 1987 release Private Revolution, which is his way of addressing the climate crisis right from the get-go. The song's chorus, save me from tomorrow. I don't want to sail with this ship of fools. You're destroying the planet. Can't you see what you're doing to the planet? That was basically his first warning shot. Great song from World Party and Carl Wallinger, Ship of Fools. That is Ship of Fools in honor of Carl Wallinger, the writer of that song, dead at the age of 66 on March 10th from the Great World Party. Jim, we have to pay tribute to another late great.
Yeah, that is a little bit of Go All the Way, Greg. Huge hit record for the Raspberries. Their leader, singer-songwriter Eric Carmen, died at the age of 74 in early March. I've said this before, and every time I do, I get all these thanks on Facebook. You know, power pop is a greatly under-respected genre. So many great singles, and yet, you know, always kind of scoffed at a little bit by music journalists. The Raspberries were, well, it depends how you define it, first or second generation power pop icons. Didn't form until 1970 in Cleveland and released four albums between 72 and 74. Never got bigger than Go All the Way, which Eric Carmen would point out in every interview he ever did. I wanted to write a song with an explicitly sexual lyric that the kids would instantly get, but the powers that be couldn't pin me down. Didn't want to get banned by radio. Wanted to get played, but have a secret message. I think the Raspberries' four studio albums are basically 9 out of 10 songs are that same formula.
Yeah. I Want to Be With You was a follow-up single.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of glam rock, except, you know, they're manly men in matching suits. So power pop, glam rock, you know, they break up and Carmen goes off to a lucrative solo career. Six solo albums between 75 and 2000, including some truly dreadful songs. I am not going to play or subject anyone to All By Myself, which steals the melody from a Rachmaninoff piano concerto and, you know, turns it into a saccharine pop song. How saccharine? Celine Dion later covered it. Okay, enough said. And that wasn't even the only time he did that. Never Gonna Fall in Love Again also stole from Rachmaninoff. But I, you know, I want to talk about his movie soundtrack careers. You know, Footloose, one of the worst movies ever made that I love. You got to love Footloose, right? You know, he wrote the song Almost Paradise, which this duo. Oof. Mike Reno of Loverboy and the great Ann Wilson of Heart. Mm. Not Ann's best moment, sang. But he also wrote Hungry Eyes, which became a huge MTV hit. Yeah. That was in Dirty Dancing. Mm. like, number two, along with Roadhouse. Like, I would have to say those are my three worst movies ever made in the 80s that I still watch every time I flip on them on cable, okay? In later life, Carmen's politics became somewhat controversial, but as I said, the power pop faithful always held him as an icon. In tribute to Eric Carmen, here's a little bit, and tell me this doesn't instantly put you back in the middle of Dirty Dancing, a little bit of Hungry Eyes. All right, tributes to Carl Wallinger and Eric Carmen. That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.